Very little is known about most of the craftsmen of bygone eras. In the case of the majority of 16th century armouries, for instance, we rarely know more than their names and where they worked. But this is not the case for Anton Pfeffenhauser, who made several of the armours that have been preserved in the Dresden collection. He was born in Bavaria in or around 1525. To put it simply, in the right place at the right time. He was a master armourer who was fortunate enough to establish personal contact with a number of high-ranking clients, kings, electors, and other rulers. He also lived in a city that was famous throughout the German-speaking territories for its highly skilled armoursmiths.
You have to negotiate with him first when he makes a suit of armour for you. His curious mind will not have it otherwise.
Thus wrote Balthasar von Trautzen, Baron Sprechstein, who was one of Pfeffenhauser's clients, in a letter to Hans Fugger. Von Trautzen clearly respected the man he describes elsewhere as a strange bird. Evidently, the famous armour maker could afford to be difficult, and not just with his clients.
Pfeffenhauser made a name for himself and did excellent work, with the result that he soon had more orders than he could cope with. This was a common problem for successful master craftsmen. But Pfeffenhauser, unlike other masters, refused to be beaten by it. Ignoring the regulations of his own guild, he purchased armours made by other craftsmen, embellished them in his workshop, and then sold them on as his own work. The city of Augsburg turned a blind eye to this malpractice. After all, it benefited handsomely from the taxes paid by Anton Pfeffenhauser. His first contacts with the court of Saxony came during the reign of Elector August, who ordered an Italian brigantine from him in 1576. It wasn't a happy start. August sent the item back because it showed signs of already having been used, and didn't even fit him. In 1582, August placed another order with Pfeffenhauser, this time for a tourney armour. He was pleased with the result, and this led to the electors of Saxony placing many more commissions with that strange bird, Anton Pfeffenhauser.